Blog Talk Radio.
She's a leaving, lonesome love, sick lone star, legacy moving on. Just a ranch bred girl from the heart of Texas.
Hey, nice to be on.
Hey Ashley, how are you doing?
Thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I've been waiting for this since Cody announced it, and I'm like, yes.
I'm sure y'all, I saw my tweet earlier. I dig this song.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm very glad you guys liked it, and I appreciate that you guys are spending it here on your show today.
You know, as I was telling you off air, your publicist sent me over a advanced copy of it a couple of days ago, and this is my first time hearing it because I'll be honest with you, and this goes in my personal life too. If you show or tell me something in confidence, it goes no further than me unless or until I'm told otherwise. So, I kind of like to start off every interview with the same two questions. Number one, first off, just kind of introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got started in music in the first place.
All right, well, my name is Ashley Wineland. I am a country music singer-songwriter from the lovely state of Arizona. I actually, I guess you could kind of categorize me as a late starter in singing. A lot of people always say, like, oh, yeah, I've been singing since I was 3, you know, like really young, but I really didn't find my love, my passion for music until I was probably like around middle school age. And it was around that time that I, you know, just one day was like, you know what, you know, I like singing. I've done karaoke, you know, since I was little and everything. It's just for fun. But I'm going to try to sing in front of my peers at a school talent show. And just going through that experience of being on stage and performing for people, like, that was something, like, really special to me. And I just, it was kind of like I was hooked from that point. And then as the years went on, around the age of 14, I met up with my producer, who's also my mentor, Mr. Brian Cuban, and he kind of took me under his wing and, you know, taught me how to songwrite and what it meant to be, you know, a true artist and work in the studio and everything. And from that point on, you know, here I am today.
That's awesome. Yeah. I usually save this question for the middle of the interview, but since you're always out there on social media, I figure I'd go ahead and ask, how has social media affected your career thus far?
Social media has actually been a really crucial, really critical part of my career, and I think it's a part of, especially for musicians and just anybody entertainment, it's become a really critical part in anybody's career. But being able to have such an extensive fan base with people really all over the world. I mean, we have people who I communicate with from Mexico and Canada and New Zealand and North Africa. It's crazy just the spread of people and how I can, you know, with just the touch of a button, you know, share my music with people when, you know, it's hard for me to get out to them until, you know, I go on tour, or especially, like I said, our international fans who, you know, it's going to be a while before I'm able to travel out their way. It's really special to be able to make that connection and form those bonds with them through social media. It's been a really big part of developing myself as an artist and, of course, you know, just pushing my music out there.
That's awesome. This next question I've got for you is sort of along those lines, but with the invention of social media and how prevalent it is in today's society, do you think it's easier nowadays for an artist to get noticed by industry people, as opposed to 25 or 30 years ago when you hadn't had to physically drive to a radio station or a label and hand them your CDs?
I think it's kind of one of those things where in certain situations, yes, and then in other situations, no. Obviously, in cases like radio and, you know, blogs and stuff like that, it is definitely a lot easier to get in communication with, you know, amazing radio personalities and be able to do interviews and stuff. But as far as, you know, necessarily being recognized by people who are part of major labels and stuff, it's still very difficult. I'm not going to lie about that. Music is a very hard industry to be in, and it's still very difficult to get those contacts. But, I mean, with social media, it is a little bit easier to kind of get noticed, but I don't think in that sense it makes it much easier. But in pertaining to, you know, people like yourself as well as others who host their own radio shows and write their own blogs and are just lovers of music like the rest of us, it's definitely a lot easier to get in communication with them.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now, I'm going to add She's Gone into a rotation on my Indie Country Radio Show every Friday.
Oh, well, thank you.
That song is just great. And speaking of She's Gone, how did that song come to be?
Well, so I always really pride myself on writing my own original music. All the music that was on my Family Business album was written by me. And every other song that's coming up on this album that I'm working on right now, titled Simple Life, was written by me, except for this song. This song was actually written by a very talented and awesome woman out in West Texas, actually a good friend of mine. Her name's Mickey Daniels. And my producer, Brian, had worked with her on a previous project of hers, and he was like, oh, hey, why don't you listen to some of Mickey's stuff that's on her new album? And this song just happened to be one of them. Now, Mickey is a Western swing singer, so the original version of this song and the one I've done are two really, like, other than the melody and the words, are two very separate, you know, entities. They're very different from each other. But when I heard the song and just kind of felt the message and really the overall feel of it, I was just like, I really want to do this song. And that's something really big for me to say, because like I said, I pride myself on writing all of my music, but this song in particular just had something about it that I was like, wow, I really want to do something with it. I really want to make it my own. So I worked really heavily with my producer, Brian Cuban, on rearranging the song and making it fit my voice and, you know, taking it to a place that I imagined it to be. And that's obviously the product of what we heard at the beginning of this show today.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Jazz, do you have any questions?
Well, if you weren't a singer, what other job would you do?
Okay, so this question, there's a few
options.
You can
have multiple. You can have multiple.
Okay, good, because I'm very passionate about multiple different things.
I know, I've seen the marine life one.
Yeah, I definitely, always growing up, I have had such a deep love for animals and taking care of them, and even still to this day, I do a lot of volunteer work with animal charities. Like you mentioned, I've gone and done work with SeaWorld, which was just absolutely incredible. So a veterinarian or something along that lines of a zoologist would probably be one. And then if I had to pick another thing, I would actually still be in entertainment, but I would actually want to be in film, not necessarily as an actress, but actually as a writer. I'm currently in school right now, and my degree is in film and media studies, because I always find it so interesting to see, you know, how media is changing. And then, of course, I love writing, too. So that's the other kind of major part of my degree is film writing.
Nice. Well, I hope you succeed with that, because I know you can and I know you will.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ashley. I've known you since, I think, 2014. And from then, from 2014 till now, you have grown as an artist? And I'm sure you can see it yourself, too, because I even have Prince Charming. No Prince Charming. And now I'm going to compare it to them, too. And I know your voice has probably stayed the same in some areas, but I know it's changed, but not too dramatically. So good luck in all the in the music industry. Because I have a friend who's in it, and I don't think she's fit for it, as she said for herself. So good luck in the music industry, because I know it's harder than anything.
Yes, it's definitely hard. And like you said, you know, people change not just personality-wise, but also with the vocal ability and the way I write and stuff. It's definitely changed since the release of No Prince Charming, and especially the release of my first album. It's always kind of cool because being a musician and, you know, creating music throughout all these different years, it's kind of, it's almost like having an audio scrapbook of your life and how much you've changed and how much you've grown. So I'm really excited to be able to share all those memories and stuff with everybody.
And then you can go back into that and compare each and every song and see what song or your voice has changed in what song as well.
Oh, yes, of course. It's so funny to go back, and because we always review live videos after shows, you know, the band and I, to see what we need to improve on and, you know, what was good. And it's so funny to sometimes listen to those live videos and how differently I stylize certain songs, like maybe off the Family Business album. And then I go and listen to the Family Business album and what the recorded tracks are, and the difference is just kind of like, whoa, it's really weird, but it's really exciting at the same time.
Exactly.
I'm going to throw a little scenario at you real quick, okay?
Okay.
You're stranded on a desert island, and you only take three items with you. What are you taking?
So I would take, like, a water filtration system, obviously, because that's really important, especially for, like, on the ocean and stuff. I would want something to, like, give me fresh water. That's, like, my first thing. And then, obviously, I'm trying to think of something, like, food-related. I would want something food-related with me. Probably, like, a year-long supply of food is what I'd bring with me on top of that. Because I get hangry. I would have a horrible time just starving. You never know if this island has, like, anything good that's going to sustain you.
I understand.
And then, yeah. And then, you know, like, third thing, I would probably bring, like, my favorite, like, book series to give me something to entertain myself with while I'm waiting for somebody to come rescue me on this island out in the middle of nowhere.
Or what if there was nobody to come rescue you?
That's really depressing. And then I'm going to want some, like, really, like, heavy-duty, like, rope and stuff, because I'm going to build a Moana raft, and I'm going to sail until something happens to me.
Oh, gosh.
Something's got to give.
Actually, I could actually see you doing that. I could probably actually see you doing that.
So you're the first person that's actually said, I want to build something to get me off this stinking island.
Well, there's no hope of anybody to come rescue me. I would want to at least, like, try. Who knows what's going to happen to me, but you got to try.
Let me see what else I've got. I always have to ask this question. I've asked it from the first interview 5 years ago. It's always been a question I have to ask. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
There really isn't anything I would go back and change. I mean, I feel like if I were to go back in time, I would want to go back with the knowledge that I have now, if that makes any sense. You know, how I like to talk to my fans, how I like to do certain things. I would want to have that knowledge with me, because I feel like it would, you know, really, like, the growth and stuff would just be even more exponential than what it was when I started. But I wouldn't go back and change, because obviously a lot of things, even though there were some things I've experienced along the way on this crazy music career journey, they're all very crucial lessons. And like I said, if I were to go back, I would just want to go back and be like, hey, younger Ashley, this is what you need to know. Like, this is what's super important. Don't do this, but do this. And set your principles to be like, you know, X, Y, and Z. So it'll help you just move along faster. I feel like that's what I would do. But as far as changing anything, I wouldn't.
Okay. Now I'm going to get a pretty deep on these next couple of questions. whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Ooh. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily so much advice as just kind of the principles I've been raised on. My parents have always been so supportive of everything that I do. And, you know, one of the biggest things is, you know, they say try everything at least once. Like, go out and put yourself out there, even in the most uncomfortable situations where you're just like, oh, my goodness, why am I doing this? I don't like this. Like, at least just try it once, whether it's a food, whether it's an experience, try it. Just put yourself in uncomfortable situations, and you might actually find out that you like it. Whether it was, you know, me being younger, not wanting to get on a roller coaster until my dad was like, you're getting on this roller coaster. Like, put me in the seat, strap me in, and then afterwards, you know, I'm a roller coaster junkie now. It's always that principle of, you know, just make yourself step outside of your comfort zone. And that's probably the best thing that I've ever, you know, been told. It's a principle that I've applied to so many areas of my life.
This is the last question I've got for you, unless Chad has anything else, and then we'll talk more about music. But okay, say, and this is gonna happen. Your career takes off and you're winning CMA after CMA. Okay. what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
You know, as an artist, you know, it's like you said, I'm at this point, like this pinnacle point of my career. I'm winning all these awards and stuff. You know, I want people to remember me as someone who has always stayed humble, has always stayed kind and generous and true to myself. And, you know, that means being kind to other people, helping out the causes that I'm really passionate about, and, you know, making sure that, you know, I never get this some sort of ego or, like, alter personality, that people who are my fans really get to know me as me, the dorky, klutzy, geeky kind of Ashley. You know, it's not always glitz and glamour all the time, even though that's what we might want you to think, you know. But I don't want people to think that. I want people to know I'm a human being, and I like Game of Thrones just like they do. And like I said, I run into my kitchen counter way more than I should. Just keeping it so real and humble, I want people to realize that you can pursue these really ultimate and big dreams and accomplish them while still being that person.
Hey, I've walked in the wall before, so don't feel bad about walking into the counter. One day I had my mom's dog in my hand, and then I ended up tripping over my brother's dog. And, well, there goes the dog flying, and I end up hitting the wall, and I'm like, oh, that's great.
It's stuff that happens.
Right? Or you trip over air. I've done that plenty of times lately.
You know, and And speaking as somebody who attunes into as many of your Facebook live broadcasts as I possibly can, you, my friend, are the real deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Those broadcasts, I try to tune into every time. And one time I missed it, and I'm like, you kidding me? I hate this Mountain Standard Time because I'm living in Iowa. I was living in California, and then I was living in Texas. Now I'm here in Iowa, and so there's like a big difference. It's like five here, and then whatever time's over there. I'm like 2 hours difference from California, and
yeah,
I'm like just hope and pray I make these broadcasts because I have my notifications on. Every time you post something, it pops up. I'm like, since you've been doing those live broadcasts on Friday, so far I have not missed one yet.
Yeah, you know, being in Arizona, we don't follow that whole, you know, change the time to match with the sun thing.
They
kind of let it roll.
Thing.
Yeah, see, us and all the entire world, the rest of the world, have to do the daylight savings stuff. And I'm like, no, just stay one time and that'd be fine.
Just leave it like it is.
Yeah.
I think a little birdie told me there's some planning going on for a tour coming up.
Say that again.
I think I heard that there's a tour coming up for you.
Oh my goodness, yes, and it's so exciting! I cannot wait. My booking agent, Anita Sayago, has been working so hard to get all these shows ready to go, but it kicks off in May, and we are going to be all along the South and the East Coast. Our tour starts off in North Carolina, and especially if y'all are living in the Carolinas, that is the place to be. We have a ton of shows out there, and we're looking to do shows in Georgia and Texas and stuff along the way. So there's still a lot of time. We're still booking shows, so if anybody wants to check out that tour schedule, they can definitely go see it on my website, AshleyWineland.com.
The island, that's all I have to say.
And next time y'all are in Nashville, please let me know, because I live about 3 hours west of Nashville. It's not a very far drive for me. I'll absolutely come and see you.
Yeah, I will definitely let you know next time we are in Nashville playing. Yeah, last time we were there in September, it was it was like all fast in the moment. I, you know, networked with a lot of people, but I didn't quite get to see everybody. So I'll make sure that I'll let you know when I'm in Nashville next.
All right. Hey, I'm going to say this. I say this to all my guests, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion of a new single, which I try to do on social media or whatever, anything you need, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you want to give a quick shout out to where people can find you on social media?
I do want to give a shout out to my team, Miss Kiki Flesha, Anita Sayago, Brian Cuban, of course my parents, everybody else, and of course all of my fans who have been so supportive and who have bought the single for She's Gone so far. I really do appreciate it. And like you said, you guys can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, whatever you guys like. It's all there. You can find those links on my website at AshleyWineland.com.
And I follow you. I follow you on pretty much everything. So.
Yes.
Oh, and before we do go, do you tell your publicist that she is a rock star? We've been pretty much in a constant contact ever since this interview was confirmed, and And she's just great.
Oh, well, I will definitely tell Miss Kiki that you said that she's awesome, and I'll pass the word along.
And hey, Ashley, tell Nick. Tell Nick he's awesome, too, because I talk to him on Twitter and you, and he retweets everything I tweet about you, and I'm like, yes, Nick, I see you, but you're awesome.
I definitely will. I will definitely tell him that.
And Kiki is probably one of the best publicists I've ever worked with.
She's very good at what she does. I'm very appreciative to have her on my team.
Yes, she is. Do you have anything else, Jazz?
No,
I think that's about it.
Okay. I think we're going to let you go. But I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this with us.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for interviewing me and playing my song and stuff. It's really nice talking to you guys. It's so different to, you know, talk one-on-one, you know, hear each other's voices and, you know, typing things through the computer.
Right.
So it's very nice to talk to you guys.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Have a good day, y'all.
You too.
And see you, Ashley.
Bye.
Ashley's great, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I love Ashley. I've been supporting her since 2014, so.
Awesome. Let's see. I have some really, really fun interviews coming up. We actually have a very, very rare Saturday show, if you can believe that. At the 4th, we have super talented singer-songwriter Alina Stone coming on to talk with us a minute. Then March 7th, we've got a Runaway Angel joining us, which I'm just...
Love them.
I'm still pinching myself over that.
Who you really need to check out is Post Monroe.
I've heard of them.
They are really good.
But yes, they are. I agree. But I'm still pinching myself over the fact that we've got Runaway Angel coming on in less than a week. That's just crazy to me. The 14th, we have our rescheduled Alyssa Trahan interview. Let's see. At the 21st, we have a band called Adair's Run, which I'm so looking forward to. And March 25th, we have singer-songwriter Mary Cutter joining us. And that's pretty much the rundown for this month of shows.
Woohoo!
We're going to be busy, Jazz.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be so busy.
3 days off.
And frankly, I enjoy being busy. Especially
yeah,
me this show.
Too.
I so enjoy it. Hey, I'm going to let you go so I can kind of wrap up here, okay?
Okay. No problem, Cody.
All right, I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay. Have a good night.
I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented Miss Ashley Wineland. Let's see. I believe you guys heard all our announcements, so I think I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.